Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back into another podcast. I am Ginge.
And I am Taze.
And this is the Off-Stream Podcast. Welcome back. To kick today's podcast off, we have thought of some very interesting, intriguing, and let's say out of their questions.
Out of there. Everything was going so
it was,
well.
Wasn't it? Interesting,
good
intriguing.
Good vocabulary.
Yeah, because you'd be
good at
that.
To come to.
Go on.
Now tell me something to describe and I'll do it.
I want you to describe this plant.
Intricate. It's subliminal.
Right.
And it's ovulating.
Now, I'm going to be honest. I've not heard of any of them three words.
Yeah, I didn't expect you to, mate. Anyway, the next part one of the segment.
Yeah. I'll take that over. Yeah. As I was saying before, I was really interrupted. we've thought some questions, okay, and we are going to ask each other the questions. They're both going to answer them, but they're very intriguing. For example, question number one. Which Olympic sport do you think you've got the best chance of getting gold in?
Yours would be like eating or something. And mine would be, best chance of getting gold in. I would say boxing.
Boxing.
Obviously, there's zero chance of me getting gold. Obviously, I'm not saying I would get gold.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, It's probably what I'm the best at.
Right, okay.
Sport-wise.
I think, see, it's weird because you probably pick up on this from my build. I am a natural athlete.
Yeah.
I am. And it's like, you throw me in the deep end, I'll swim.
Well, they say dart players are athletes, so
exactly.
It makes sense.
Darts, that's not even in the Olympics yet, but it needs to be.
Is it not?
No, it's not. It's not in there. But I think natural at football, natural at badminton, natural at tennis, natural at darts, natural at swimming.
Swimming, you fucking lie or you just sink. Do not lie to me now.
What's it? To be average at swimming, you've just got to be able to swim, in my opinion.
It's like throwing a big orange brick in the water. Of course it's going to sink. Do you know what I mean?
I think if I had to choose one, I'd get gold in it. It'd be shot put.
What even is that?
Big metal ball, right? You pull it back. Just for the audio listeners, I am currently acting out what shot put is. You put it in your hand, you throw it overarm, and then you just go bang and follow through.
Oh, don't you spin?
No, that's discus. Oh. Not really a big athlete.
You'd be
are
good
you?
At that.
Yeah.
You are because never getting gold in that.
It's hypothetical, mate. We're not getting gold in anything. Do you know what I mean? Or I'd say 400 metres.
You being fast. You think you're fast?
It's not about fast, it's about cardio. And
you've got cardio?
I've got cardio. I'm an engine. I'm an electric car. That's what I am.
Mate.
Charge me up overnight and I'll go all day.
Mate, that's like some poor bastard running with a fucking house on its back. How are you going to run for 400 metres? You can't. Your dad ran for 400 metres.
My dad's been running for a lot more than 400 metres, mate. Fucking hell, 21 years at this rate. Anyway, moving on, next question.
Anyway, okay, if you could swap lives with each other for the week, what would the first thing you do? Not the first thing I would do. What are you laughing at? What are you going to say
no,
first of all?
Just for context, Heather Bowling is in the room. Heather Bowling is in the room.
So your answer will be so different right now, won't it?
I will be switching my answer up. Okay. So you go first.
I would log on to Twitch and cash out all them millions of pounds that you get a month and go straight to the shop.
What shop?
Oh. Fucking Lamborghini or something. We all pay check.
Yeah, fuck all in there, mate.
What would you do?
If I was you, I'd probably, it's a weird one if I was you. I'd probably do what everyone's expecting and it's inevitable.
What?
I'd just retire from music. I would, because how long have you got to go until you realise it's the end? How many songs do you keep producing until you realise it's not for you?
What with millions of streams?
Millions of streams. Do you know what I mean? Over what? In 25 years? Jesus. No, if I was you, I would probably... I don't know. I'd make a song. I'd make a song. Because I've never made a song, so I'd like to make a song.
Should we do that once?
What, was make a song? Mm-hmm. Leave it in the comments, what was to make a song?
You would be very good on a song.
Really? Why is that? Vocal-wise? What sort of vocal?
Like,
or
I just
rap
feel like you've got a face for radio. Do you know what I mean? Like, your face is perfect for the radio. Behind the scenes. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
Mm. You're nice on the inside. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Next question. If you could instantly master one skill, what would you pick? No, we're going skill, not like superhero.
Pickpocketing.
You could take the lad out of Manchester, but you can't take the Manchester out of the lad. Fair enough. And I'd ask, I'm a bit silly, but I'll ask why.
Just imagine, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You walk up to, you know, KSI.
Yeah.
Shake my hand. Got your Rolex now. It's done. You don't even know.
It won't be on my right hand. It'd be on my left. I don't shake my left hand.
Anyway, what would yours be?
Mine would be, if I could master one skill, as in be the best ever at that skill.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Or just be unbelievable.
You just mastered it, innit?
Back to music. Two things. Three things. Jiu-jitsu.
Ooh.
Which would be hard to master because they say you can never master jiu-jitsu. Guitar.
Ooh.
Or piano.
They're great ones.
I know. Because I always feel as though girls fall in love with people who can play the guitar. Can you play a guitar?
No, I've got a guitar.
Nah, that's a ticking time bomb then. Go on.
I've got a guitar.
Yeah.
And I've tried to learn it, but it's fucking hard.
Yeah, it'd be hard for people like you. Oh, you just thick as fuck.
You're like a guitar teacher.
What does that even mean?
Do you know when you're in primary school and you had that guy that come and get you out of lessons for half an hour?
Yeah.
And come and teach you how to play the guitar with big long fingernails?
I didn't know because I could always concentrate and weren't getting in trouble. People get taken out of lessons because they struggle to concentrate probably, so they get given extra activities to help develop.
No, we had a guitar club.
You had a guitar club and you were part of it?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't play the guitar? Nope. So that was helpful then?
Mm-hmm.
I've actually tried to play the piano once. I bought a keyboard off Amazon, and then my hands are too big.
Your fingers not a bit fat for them? Do you know what I mean? Do you play press like?
Like I said, I worded it.
Oh, sorry, mate.
My hands are too big because I've got quite big hands.
Oh, right. Yeah,
put your hand on my hand. Similar size, mine just edge it. Right, so probably got a bigger dick as well. So moving
on. Won't be hard.
Moving on, yeah, I've tried it and it's like you got to press this key, you got to press that key, so it's really hard.
Mm.
But I would love to play John Legend, All of You, on the piano.
All of Me, it's called. But
All of Me, yeah. That's awkward.
Because All of Me loves...
Copyright. Stop it there.
Okay.
Right, you ask the next question.
If you had to go into witness protection...
Yeah.
Which means you've been a grass.
Okay.
What would you want your new identity to be?
Oh, leave in the comments your names that you'd be, where you'd want to be located, your names, and what job you would undertake if you were in witness protection. Have a think. I'll go first. I'll go, my new name, Alexandra Lefiov.
Lefiov?
Lefiov. Because I've looked at a plant in the corner of the room there, and it's given me inspiration.
Okay.
I'd be Bulgarian. Alexander Lefiov, I'm Bulgarian.
Oh, would you change your accent?
Yeah,
well?
Yeah. You've got to go full in. You've got to go full in. And I'd like to be... a gardener.
Really?
Yeah. Hello, I'm here to cut the plants.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Is this Taze and Ginge or is it Taze and Alexander?
Exactly.
Was that my name?
Alexander Lefiov.
Yeah, okay, it was Alexander.
And you would fit in like with the gnomes. Like if you stood next to a gnome, you'd just look like a quietly large orange gnome. Do you know what I mean?
That's weird. You're not the first person to call me a gnome and I don't understand why.
You're just a bit gnome, mate. You give off gnome.
You give off a gnome vibe? Mm. That is weird. Not sure what it means.
I would play into the character and I'd be called Aymar.
Aymar.
Aymar Grass, I'd be called. Aymar is my first name, I-M-A-R.
Right.
Second name, Grass. I'd just play into it, you know what I mean?
Where would you be from? Would you still be English? Or Caribbean, sorry. Jamaican, sorry.
Would I still be Jamaican?
Yeah.
No, I would... I'd be full on... where would I be from?
Don't forget, you've got to be good at the accent if you're going to do it.
Yeah. You're right.
I am. Think of an accent you can do.
I'd be from Indonesia.
I'm glad you added easier there because that would have been an interesting accent. So go on. What does your Indonesian accent sound like?
I'd go, hello, my name Is I am a grass.
You don't sound Indonesian.
Why would an Indonesian sound like?
Don't know, never been.
Now to show us.
No, show. How can I show you? I've never been.
Let us hear. Give it a go. Go on.
Honestly, I don't. I can get up on my YouTube what an Indonesian person speaking, but I've never actually heard. I don't think. Let me have a look here. I'm just talking to my YouTube. Indonesian accent.
Indonesian accent is so sexy.
Go and give it a go.
Back from packaging.
Give it a go.
No, I think just for the sake of the podcast, we'll crack on.
Yeah.
I don't think it's worth the rest there. Next question.
Okay. It's your one, I think.
Or is it mine? What is... Oh, what would be your death row meal?
Oh, it sends me f***ing dizzy thinking about this. It just sends me under things like that. What? I imagine being on death row.
We don't have to imagine.
Why?
Because it's not going to happen because we live in England.
Oh, yeah.
What, actually?
I won't be able to eat. It's full of shit because how could you eat knowing?
Yeah, you've got a week to live.
Yeah. It's not a week. It's the day before.
Nah, apparently they give you the meal like a week before.
Did it?
Or the day before, maybe, actually.
Nah, it's the night before.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So let's flip it on its head. We'll go, what crime have you committed to get that?
Don't know what.
So just for context there, Charlie Murphy's YouTube video started playing out of your pocket. I don't know what's going on there.
We'll just leave it if you want to say and watch YouTube.
No,
mate.
Sorry. Crack on. What crime would you have committed to get onto death row?
I don't know. So what is a death rowable crime?
Murder.
Okay.
Just really horrific crimes.
Yeah. Right, so I'm a murderer.
It's a cop-out, that though, isn't it? It's a cop-out.
What are you then?
I'm armed robbery.
Oh, are you?
Armed robber.
Gone wrong.
Right, gone wrong.
Okay.
I've had to shoot down 15 people.
Tells the story.
So... I woke up right. And I've got, hang on a minute, I'm going to be honest, I'm getting pretty bored of this. I need to crack on, I need to make some money.
Right.
I'm some sort of low life, I don't want to go and get a job. Right. Right. I don't want to grind, I want to rob something.
Okay.
So I've got me and the boys, 8 lads, right?
8 years.
All in the back of this white van.
Yeah.
Pull up at, give me an American bank.
Oh,
you know that one.
Oh, yeah.
Wolf of Wall Street, yeah. I pulled up there, right? We've jumped out. ARs in hand.
I feel like.
Right, ARs. I'm not talking like one of my mates has got two barrels shard off shotgun. Oh. Right, exactly. He leads a line with a shotgun.
Who was that? Bang. Was that Ian?
That was Ian. Ian walks in, shoots it, bang, chandelier falls, done. Two people dead under there.
Really?
Don't stand under a chandelier. Simple as that.
Stupid.
Right, everyone shit themselves, hands down, shitting themselves on the floor now. Mm-hmm. Right, next thing you know, police walk in. Not expected, by the way, but someone's hit the alarm under the desk.
Oh.
He's gone like that. Freeze. I've gone bang in the head. Done. Thanks for playing.
Good
See
shot.
You later.
Good
right. We've got into the safe. Mm. Dynamite. And what's the other explosive called that you use?
Oh, TNT.
That's the one. TNT. Put them on the safe. Right. Blew the safe off. Only to find out there's no cash in it.
Right.
I've lost my head. I've just drove down 30 more people than myself in.
You know what? That's pretty grown up here.
I've got to do it, Anna.
You have got. You had to do it.
I had to because at the end of the day, if there's no money there, there's only one way I'm getting out of this.
Exactly.
It's prison. Exactly. Sometimes you got to own up, and I was hoping the judge would see the better side of it, of me handing myself in.
Not.
Apparently, no. So yeah, but what would your meal be? Or do you want me to go first?
You go first, mate.
So
I know you like your food.
Yeah, I do. I do like my food, but obviously, if I'm in America, they've got more options. They've got like that IHOP or something like that. I've never had that. I'd probably go if I was to be proper British. A Toby's Carvery.
Really?
Yeah. Or just a fat Macca's.
So that's the last thing that's going to be in your belly?
Mm.
Really?
Well, what, mate, with the greatest respect, what it's not going to matter, is it? Or, no, Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. Because he has some unbelievable burgers in there.
Do you think he's going to bring his old restaurant to yourself?
No, I don't think his restaurant will come, but I think the coppers will nip out, get it and bring it back.
All right. Okay.
So I think that's doable. Gordon Ramsay's burgers.
I'm just going to be completely honest and blatant, and I'm not copping out, but I'm being completely for real. There's no way in this world I'd be able to eat.
You just wouldn't be able to eat?
No way. I'd starve myself. I'd just die before it. No way could I eat.
Nah, I think you'd probably take a bit more than 24 hours to starve yourself.
It'd take you longer than that. You've got enough to last a fucking lifetime.
Oh, I think that question is yours.
It
I think
keeps
it
you warm as well, doesn't it?
Mm,
that question. If you could be a character from any film series, who would you be?
Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead.
Oh, everyone needs a Rick friend.
Boff.
Everyone needs a Rick friend.
He is unbelievable.
Oh, I think I'd be Tommy Shelby.
Oh, that's not a bad one. You look a bit like him as well.
Gay all the time.
If he was one ugly bastard. A little bit, not Tommy, put it that way. Yeah, I'd be Rick. I think just the way he carried the series, he has a pistol, he's just proper bov, and I'd just love to be him. I'd thrive off just pulling the pistol out. Zombie, dead.
Yeah.
Let's crack on.
How are you doing a zombie apocalypse?
I think I'd be all right, but the one thing I'd be worried about is obviously my mum don't live together now, but I'd want to make sure I get with her and protect her. So I don't want us to get confused.
Let her go, mate.
Pardon?
Do us all a favour and just let her go.
Right. You might do that to yours because she don't really love you, but my mum does love me. So I'd go and try and protect her, but I don't want us to miscommunicate and she start driving to me, I start driving to her, I get to her house, she gets to my house, she's not there, I think she's dead. I'm not at my house, she thinks I'm dead. And then, you know what I mean, we never see each other again.
Even in a zombie apocalypse, she would still be on both knees sucking me off.
What do you think about that one, Heather? It's disgusting. Your girlfriend is in the room, right? And you've just said my mum would be doing that.
I want about me.
You were, because you used the word me off.
Why would, what?
You're disgusting. You're disgusting. That's not on that, is it?
Anyway, what was next now? The next segment it was.
Yeah, the next segment.
Can you see it? It's shouting us.
The next segment is Google searches, okay? So you go on Google, you type our names in, okay? And then it will come up with, let's say, for example, how many girlfriends has Tay's got? Obviously, it'll come up with one, and then that's your answer there. So that is an example. Let's crack on. My name's first, I believe. Why is Angry Ginge
large.
Google
it's gotta
search?
It's got to be large.
We're going to try and guess it.
It's got to be large or ginger.
Why is Angry Ginge? Why is Angry Ginge? I'm going to go, why is Angry Ginge ginger? Something like that. I bet it is something like that.
I'm going to say, why is Angry Ginge famous?
Okay. Can we please reveal the first answer?
Oh, my God. No, I'm a genius. I'm a fucking genius.
How has he got it? So the first one is, why is Angry Ginge famous?
I just think that was just the collective of what someone would say. Someone might have heard your name, seen you, seen you on the Sidemen and stuff. How'd they get famous?
I said it on the first episode. I don't like the word, but I'll go with popular. I don't know, to be honest. People maybe can relate because of where we're from, okay? And then they like to see the grind, and then obviously maybe they actually do enjoy the content, stuff like that. But obviously I did go over this in episode one, so if you've not watched that, make sure you go and watch it. Right, Taze. Who is Taze? I think that's just a question mark. I honestly think, who is Taze? See, it can't be who is Taze's girlfriend because then you've not got like an apostrophe for Taze's. So I think it is genuinely who is Taze or Taze MCR.
Now, I wouldn't think they would have put that over there though.
What do you reckon it is?
I know. Have I not got a why is? No.
Apparently not, no.
Yeah, didn't want one anyway. who is Taze?
Who is Taze's best mate?
Ooh.
But then everyone knows it's H. Weird. Can we reveal it, please? Who is Taze dating? Oh, that's an interesting one. Because obviously there's been a lot of controversy recently. Do you want to clear it up?
I am dating the lovely Heather Bowling. It's not a dating. She's my girlfriend.
Would you not class that as dating?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Cleared up.
I'm glad you've cleared that up because I myself was getting confused about names that were getting thrown out there. So many. Honestly, God, I won't start listing them.
Was your mum in there?
Pardon?
Was your mum in there?
There was a Michelle in there, yeah. Was I don't think it was my mum, though.
Got her a bit. Second.
Just a quick one. How's it going?
Oh, with me and Heather?
Yeah.
It's going absolutely amazing, mate.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really. Any regrets? Are you all good?
Really happy. No regrets.
That's the correct answer. Again, just to reiterate, she is watching at this minute in time.
Everything's going smoothly and amazing.
Okay, perfect. And do you agree with that, Heather, or have you got any complaints? No, she agrees. That's good. Right.
The second one, why is Angry Ginge? This looks like a bit of a longer one.
Ooh. It is. Why is Angry Ginge so fucking sexy? Gotta be that. If it's not that, I'll be shocked.
Gotta be. It has to be, mate. Oh, it could be, why is Angry Ginge's mum massive?
Okay, nice one.
It could be any of them.
Can we reveal it, please? I think it's that one, though. Why is Angry Ginge banned from NoPixel?
Oh, I get this in my chat a lot.
Yeah, I get it as well still. But if you're not aware what NoPixel is, it's a GTA 5 roleplay server. I was playing it And I got banned. And I think ultimately, I won't slag a server off because it's the best server out there. I've got my own server and I'll still admit it's the best because I'm not blind. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I got banned basically to sum it up short because I'm British and the humour doesn't correlate towards an American audience and there's a lot of Americans that say it. There was also a bit where I was in a car that ran someone over, but I wasn't even in my bedroom and I weren't the one driving the car and they penalised me for that. And yeah, it is what it is. Let's crack on, move on. I don't hold a grudge. But like it happens and you got to crack on.
Their loss, eh?
Yeah, probably not their loss, to be honest, but I'm sure they're doing all right.
Still the loss, mate.
Yeah, still a big loss from them, is what it is. Who is Taze? Again, I think it could just be a question mark. It will come up. Who is Taze? Who is Taze? It's because there's no apostrophe, so it's an interesting one. Who is Taze?
I think one of them will be who is Taze's dad.
I think that'll be one of them.
Because that's always on the high up on the search things.
Right, okay, let's go then. Who is Taze's dad? If it's there for you, it's definitely there for me. Who is Taze 2H? Right, do you want to say it or me?
Yeah, I'll definitely say it.
Yeah, because I'd have said lick ass, rim job, anything really. Sorry, bitch. That's another one. Come on. Who is Taze 2H?
So, H is a very good friend of mine. Someone I've grew up with, someone I've seen.
How did you get to know each other?
It's one of them. I always knew him.
Did you go to the same school or anything?
Yeah, we went to the same school, but he was always he's like 3 years older than me. But yeah, my mum and dad and his mum and dad are like best mates, so I've just like grew up going to their house.
Okay.
So yeah, people get confused and think like cousins and that, but nah,
you're not cousins.
It's one of them, nowhere, you know, like not your family, but like it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just one of them. That. So yeah.
Fair enough. So you trust him with your life?
With my life.
Fair play. Why does Angry Ginge look so fucking goddamn good? Could be that one.
It could be that one.
It might be, actually. I think it should be. Why does Angry Ginge... I'm going to go maybe swear a lot, because I do. But again, well, people be interested in that. Why does Angry Ginge have no dad?
Support United.
Support United, yeah. I'll be Support United, 100%. Not drink? Oh, interesting. No, I don't drink because my dad was an alcoholic.
Was it?
No. No, my dad was a heavy drinker, Stella, so I'll leave that to your own imagination. But yeah, no, that's got not really to do with it. I just don't like the taste. I'd rather have a Red Bull or something like that.
Good. That's good.
But yeah, I just don't drink. And on the odd occasion I do ever have a drink, it'll be for some sort of special occasion. Or it'll just be because I fancy one, which is very, very rare.
I'm with you on this though, because I believe
you also don't drink, do you?
Nah, well, very rarely. I think nothing good comes out of being drunk. I feel like it makes you someone you're not.
When was the last time you drank? Wazzers? Or maybe just after that?
Probably had like one since then, probably.
Yeah, because you had your vodka event.
Yeah, yeah. But probably was it, yeah.
Yeah, that was the last time I drank as well. But I think I had a couple of Disaranos and Red Bulls on New Year's Eve.
New Year's, that's my birthday, actually.
It is, happy birthday. Oh, I've already said it, so I'm not interested.
I don't think
Can we speak about Wazzers?
Of course we can.
Can we speak about the situation?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So the situation that we always joke about on stream whilst we're at Wazzers is obviously Taze was drinking that night and he doesn't normally drink. And I remember we were sat around the bar. There was Waz, me, Chazza, Hines, and you were speaking to someone else or speaking to Wazza, right? And I overheard the conversation between you and Wazza. And it was like, Taze was obviously pissed at this point, and he was threatening to bang Hines and Chazza. I don't know why. We have no idea why, right? But he was threatening to fight him.
I've got some sort of idea, right?
Right.
So, from what I can remember, Rooney was fuming with Hines because he was recording.
No, you're not, it's nothing to do with the recording.
Are you sure?
I promise you, there's nothing to do with recording because you said...
Because I remember him saying something like, he's fucking filming you, and I was like, brother.
All right, I don't think though, because you had no reason to start on Chaz. So anyway, what turned into this amazing night, and don't get me wrong, it was still amazing, we didn't go to bed. He went to bed though, right? I think me, Waz, had to take Taze outside, speak to him. Then Waz had a private word with you on your own. And then within about half an hour, everything was back to normal. We were sat in Waz's gaming room. I know. Oh, honestly, that is actually probably one of the best nights of my life. Just sat in Waz's gaming room. There was me, Taze, Bando, and one of your other mates just speaking to Waz about stories and stuff like that. And it was genuinely one of the best nights of my life.
Imagine that we can tell like our kids and grandkids and all that, that we went to Waz's house and just had like a...
Do you know what I love as well? He's just such a nice, funny guy.
He's just like us, isn't
he? He's
like,
genuinely just... I can't put a bad word in about him.
Oh, what a man.
Unbelievable.
What a man.
Next one. Who is Taze? Ooh, I reckon I'm going to go, who is Taze's dad?
I'm going to say that as well.
That's got to be up there, surely. Who's Taze's ex? Never had one, have you?
Never even had a girlfriend before, ever.
So, well, that we know about. he's never had a girlfriend before, ever.
Never, my first girlfriend.
First girlfriend. Ain't it weird? It's like that saying, innit?
First and last.
First and last, yeah. It's like that saying, though, isn't it? Here comes a man and his dog. When you get one, they all start coming. Do you know what I mean? He nearly had two at once then.
Did you?
Put him?
You calling my bird a dog?
No, it's a saying. I'm not calling you a dog ever.
Look,
it's a saying.
You're bottling it now.
No, what's calling a dog? I'll call her a dog, swing a mass. Do you know what I mean?
Tell him about yourself now.
Right, so it's like that, innit? When one comes, they all start coming. But yeah, you're happy now, and that's all that matters. You're back. Mm. Moving on. Why did Angry Ginge? Why did Angry Ginge have that orgy in Germany?
Was that pie? No,
It was with pie.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
But you said there was three involved. So you pie,
and your mum next over.
Is that why she went Germany?
Why did Angry Ginge stop streaming?
Oh, I was going to say start streaming.
Oh, all right, start streaming then, possibly. Leave inside. Well, I think it's quite obvious why I left.
Yeah.
To go to one of the best games I've ever witnessed. The Manchester United Derby FA Cup final, where we absolutely battered them. And another trophy to add.
What was that next bit there?
Pardon?
No, it was just the next bit was coming.
No, I just thought I was speaking about
that. Oh, no, but this other bit's coming.
So I left because, obviously, yeah, it would have been good to stay in and see it out.
There it is.
But you weren't guaranteed any money. And I thought, listen, I'd rather have the memory, as long as I don't get dementia or Alzheimer's, touch wood.
What a horrible disease, by the way.
Pardon?
Horrible disease.
I know, but we won't get into that on a podcast. But yeah, hopefully, it was the right choice, and I don't ever forget it.
I think it was very grown up here.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Why is Taze a prick? Oh, there's no S again. There's no plurals.
Why is Taze identical to Zac Efron? Because that's what I get all the time. It's just why does he just look like him? That's what I get. Or why is he handsome?
Why is Taze, I don't know, why is Taze well known?
Ooh, maybe.
Famous, yeah, I'd take that.
I'm definitely not famous, by the way.
Oh, well, I don't think any content creator is, to be fair, but crack on.
We went over why we're
popular and well known.
Yeah, on the first podcast.
Yeah.
So go back to our first episode and
it'll
explain.
Just sum it up in
started.
A couple of words.
Made music.
Yeah.
Started making content.
I've got a word. H. Let's go and crack on to the next one then. Who is Taze? I'm dying for there to be a question mark.
You'd love that way.
I'd love that. Who is Taze? I'll go, who is Taze? I don't know. No idea. Let's just show it. Who is Taze related to? Anyone in your family you're related to?
My dad, my little brother, my nana.
Nice, yeah. Nilf. What?
What is going on with what is going on with you and my nana, by the way?
We just get on well. Age is just a number and, you know.
So if I was to ring her now,
yeah,
would you get on with her?
Probably, yeah.
Where's my phone? Because the last time you was on the phone, it was a bit weird, so I just want...
No, I just want to check in and see how she's doing.
Are you wait there?
No worries. Just for the audio listeners, Taisy's going off to get his phone. I'm probably going to speak to his nan on the phone. Probably get on really nice and just crack on, really. But she's just such a nice lady. Honestly, really nice.
It's just a bit weird. I just need to keep my eye on it. So just while I'm here.
Yeah. No problem. Can I say her name?
Of course, come.
You should be able to just ring in now. There we go. It's not gonna hate your own grandson, is she? Hello.
Hi, sir.
Hiya, Carol. It's Morgan. Angry Ginge. You all right, love?
Hello, Ginge. How are you, love?
I'm really good, Carol. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine, thank you.
Perfect. No, so what it is me and Taisy just recording one of our first podcasts at the minute. Are you aware of what... do you know what a podcast is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, well, we're basically just...
Oh, my granddad's there as well. Be careful.
Oh, is your partner there as well, Carol?
Yeah, Mick's here, yeah.
Nick, can you put Mick, him on for us? Mick. Oh, Mick, you put him on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Ginge.
You all right, Mick, mate? You all right?
I'm good, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, good. I just thought I'd check in on you and just see how you and Carol are doing. I've not seen you in ages, have I?
Buy a bottle, innit?
No, you haven't. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm really good. I'm just sat here now with Mikey now, just recording something. Do you want to say hello?
Yes, please.
Yeah. I do, Carolyn.
You all right, Grandad?
Hi, are you all right?
Hey, listen, this Ginge... He keeps, pretending he's flirting with me. Nano, will you fucking tell him? You better word him up, Grandad.
Listen, I'll fucking come down there now.
He'll drop her off. He'll drop her off. We didn't say.
And drop her off, me Nana said. You better tell him, Grandad.
But
you better tell him.
He'll have two cauliflower ears.
Right, go on. I love you, yeah. See you in a bit.
Love you, Carol. See you in a bit.
He said, "See you in a bit." He said, "See you in a bit." See you, Ginge. He said. Oh, bless him.
He's bottled it then, didn't he? I've gone. I banged Carol. He said nothing.
No, you. I've never seen a bigger bottle job. Oh. You know what I mean? You're all giving it here. Oh, your nana.
Yeah. To be fair, I actually didn't. You brought your nan into it. And I'll say it now, and I'll say it to her face. She's a good-looking lady. I'm not going to disrespect your nan, am I? Okay. I'm not going to tell you. I rag her about.
Nothing more going on, though, is there?
No, obviously not.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Do you know what I mean?
Right, shall we go on to our next segment?
Yeah, please.
And on to our next segment. It's a segment that I thoroughly enjoy. It is the dilemmas sent in by you guys. So thank you very much for the dilemmas. Spin the wheel, Taze, behind you.
Nuts, by the way.
Right.
Oh, we've been waiting to get this wheel.
Exactly. And whoever it lands on has to go first. Right, that could be the shittiest spin I've ever seen in my life.
Because usually, when you see him spin, it doesn't stop. Should we do it one more time? Because that was
No, it's landed on you now, so no, it's unlucky.
It's been one, isn't
it? It's unlucky, mate. Dilemma number one, take it away.
So, me and my sister's boyfriend do not get along. Sick of the way he treats and talks to me.
What would you do?
So, me and my sister's boyfriend do... Oh, okay. Oh.
No, do you not get on with Heather's sister?
No, I thought we'd really get along, but apparently not.
I don't blame him.
Right, so, what I would do... So, how about we use the wheel as who should do the thing you shouldn't do. And you should do the thing you should do.
You do the thing you should do then.
I should do.
Yeah. What should you do in that situation?
So you should, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah, good metaphor.
You know what I mean? You would... Okay. So interactively speaking, you should say, excuse me, mate.
Yeah, go on.
You pull the girl, you pull your sister and you say, listen.
I don't want to pull my sister, mate. That'd be a bit f***ing illegal. Dirty bastard. So goodness me.
You pull her to the side.
Yeah.
And you say, listen, the way he's fucking treating me, it's not on. Right?
Yeah.
So now, rather you put him in line, or I'm going to punch your fucking head in, and I'm going to punch his head in.
And this is the advice you should do?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and then I think, yeah, he nips in the bud nice and quick.
But what if it doesn't?
If it doesn't, then you punch the fucking head in.
Right, okay, fair enough. Well, I'm a bit of a dilemma here, if you pardon the pun, because that's probably what I was going to say for what you shouldn't do.
Oh.
So that's interesting you've said that. So I'll do what you should do. I mean, if you're not getting along with your sister's boyfriend, right? One thing you can do, try it on with him. Try it on with him. And if he interacts, if he starts necking it on, boom, gotcha. Catch you in a bit. Get your stuff in a bin bag. I'll catch you in a bit. You've just tried to neck it on. And I'm 14. So, do you know what I mean? He's locking up as well.
He does, you dirty, horrible bastard.
There you go. Wow. He didn't expect that, did he?
No, he didn't.
No, he did not. Spin that wheel.
I'll let you read this one.
Okay, you spin the wheel, I'll read it out. Left my Dior jumper at my girlfriend's house and she sold it. What the f*** do I say? It's landed on me. Right, so am I doing, should do or not do?
Whatever you want. I don't even know. What is the wheel for? Yeah, because we're just spinning it and going with it.
I'll be honest, we just want to use the wheel.
Yeah,
just spin it again. Just spin it as big as possible. There we go.
This should be what the person who does what you shouldn't do.
Right, you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do what you should do then. Okay. The wheel for the audio listeners has landed on Taze, so he will be saying what you shouldn't do.
Okay.
The dilemma is, I've left my Dior jumper at my girlfriend's house and she sold it. What do I say?
I'll say
exactly what you say. Oi. You address it like that, seeing as she knows you mean business. You're aggressive. Not too aggressive. Do you know what I mean? You say, how much is a Dior jumper?
Let's say 900 quid.
Right, let's say 800 to make it easier.
Okay.
800 quid, she's coughed up there and she's got the 800 quid because she sold it. So I think simply you go, you owe me £800 now or you buy me the jumper back. Simple as that, that's what you should do. But what I'm intrigued to say or hear is what shouldn't you do, Taze?
What you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Now for this one, I want to do a bit of role play.
Okay. What am I?
Okay, you are the girlfriend.
I'm the girlfriend, right, okay. And okay. 3, 2, 1, scene.
Hello, baby. Hello.
Right, no. We're not doing that.
What?
We're not doing that.
What?
We're not doing baby voices.
Come on.
It makes me sick.
Come on, then.
We're not doing it.
Come on, just one little go.
Thank you, Baba.
Are you okay, my little twinkle?
No, stop it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. You got one, that's it.
Listen, you all right, love?
Yeah, you all right? You all right, babe?
Yeah.
She's going to be scouse.
Oh, yeah. Right, well, it's madness what I'm seeing here.
Right, what's up, Liv?
Because you sound a little bit like Wayne Rooney.
No, I'm not.
No?
No.
So I've just gone on eBay.
Yeah.
Right. And I've just seen my Dior jumper. Do you know that I lost and I asked your mum to look for?
Oh, yeah, I think you remember, yeah.
And I've just seen that, and it's in my size, and it's got that exact same stain on it that mine had.
Oh, that's weird, isn't it?
And it's on your eBay account.
Yeah, I've sold it.
What?
I sold it. I'm tight for cash, and you won't give me anything, so I sold it.
But it's my order.
I know, but you said we're in this together, so I thought I'd sell it just so we could split the money if you want, if that makes it fair.
How much did you get for it?
800.
Did you?
Yeah, 400 each if you want.
Yeah, is that what you want to do? Yeah, look at that. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is?
What's that?
A video of me dogging your mother, right?
What the fuck, Mikey?
I dogged your mother.
What
right?
The fuck?
You want to
Mom?
Go? You want
Mom?
To go? No, she can't hear you. She's stuck in the washing machine.
Oh, right? Fucking hell, she's done
yeah,
it again.
You want to sell my udder, right? That's what I'll do to your mother every single time. You silly, dirty bitch.
All right, fair enough. Can I keep the, yeah, can I keep the 800?
No.
All right.
Unseen.
No worries.
I've seen it. Well.
That's dumb. Yeah, it's an interesting one, that. I don't think you should bang the mum.
No.
No, I don't think you should do that. But obviously, if that's what you can and that's what you're open to, feel free. There's no coming back from
I'm
that,
I'm
showing
what you shouldn't do.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Don't bang the mums if they sell your jumper.
Forgive me for being devil's advocate.
Spin the wheel and I'll read the next one. My friend was in a public toilet. Oh, it's landed on... Okay, I'll be doing what you shouldn't do. My friend was in a public toilet. Men's was shut, so he used the women's toilet. He did a number two and realised there was no toilet paper. He decided to rifle through the sanitary bin for some bits of toilet paper. Please explain to him how many better options there are. I'm speechless, to be honest.
I'm speechless. Now, I'm assuming that a sanitary bin is...
It's where you put your like tampons and pads and stuff like that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that is absolutely nuts. That could be the nutsiest thing I've ever heard.
I think it's also nuts because there's a number of STDs that you can get in there. You don't know what's in there.
Right, what, you know how they all feel like.
I've had a couple, but haven't we all? Do you know what I mean?
Have
I mean, I got gonorrhea off your man. So what do you want me to do? She's a right dirty dog. Right, so you're saying what you should do. So what should you do in that instant? Your boyfriend, right? Fuck it, you're gay. Your boyfriend has gone into the toilet, right? And he's had a shit, couldn't wipe his ass. He's gone into a sanitary bin to try and wipe his ass with that stuff. What are you saying to him?
This is what you should do.
Yeah.
You should fucking volley him in his fucking head. Because what is he on, bro? So, no, what he should have done, right, is you rather say to someone in the next toilet, yo, will you throw some toilet paper over?
But he's in the women's. If you're a woman in a toilet and you hear a bloke go, and you got any toilet roll in there, love?
But you said I'm gay. So I could come across a bit less of a threat to a woman because of,
right, okay, so
that's not my intent to try and...
Right, okay, yeah.
Okay.
So you're trying to say all straight men are just intimidating?
No, I'm just saying a woman could be more a bit scared in that situation by a straight male because they might feel like they're looking
but
at them.
But there's a wall there.
Way.
She doesn't know your sexuality.
Okay. All right, yeah, fair enough. Well, I could say, excuse me, love.
Yeah.
You won't believe it, but the boys' toilets was closed, so I've nipped in here.
Right, okay.
I didn't want anyone to see me. I'm so embarrassed. But you wouldn't mind throwing me some toilet paper, would you? Because I've absolutely got none. I know this sounds mad.
Yeah.
But could you? And then she'll say, oh, of course I will. Or if she doesn't...
If there's no one in there?
You take a sock off. Or if there's no one in there, you waddle to the other thing, get in there, take the other toilet paper.
So you want to walk out of a cubicle naked?
No, I'd pull my pants up.
Right, okay.
Pull my pants up, right? Clench my cheeks so the shit stays in. Waddle around to the other thing, take the toilet paper and wipe my ass. If there's still, that's not an option, I'll get my sock out and I'll go sockless for the day. I'll wipe my ass with my socks and my duds and I'll go dudless and sockless.
Right, okay, fair enough. That's probably the right thing you should do. Or go to a different cubicle, like you said.
No.
Over to what you shouldn't do. Exactly what you fucking did. What a dirty bastard. What a dirty, disgusting, horrible bastard. That there screams to me someone who's got no hygiene.
Okay.
Someone who is disgusting, vile, and stinks. Reminds me a bit like MYK Jazza.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I think what you shouldn't do is what you did. You don't go out about putting your hands... Just because you don't know what's in there, do you?
Might have a weird fetish.
He might do. He might be a weirdo, put it that way. I think for doing that, you are. I think... I don't need to go into details of what you shouldn't do. I think what you said, if there's no toilet roll whatsoever, you would pull it up, hope it's a ghoster, and let it crust. Or you simply use your socks or boxers.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I want to see a bit of role play from you, being the shitty ass. I want you to be the shitty ass.
Right.
And you're not allowed to use this one. You've got to find another way to get out of this situation.
All right.
Okay.
I won't role play, because I don't know I can role play me bending over wiping my ass. To be honest.
Why? Oh, just leave it then.
But what I can explain is, right, another situation what you could do.
Ooh.
Find a wet floor sign. Put it at the start. So
find them at any girl that looks at me.
Right. Find it. Put all clothes off the women's toilets whilst you're in there. Hoping no one's in there. Make sure everything, ooh, no one's in there. Right. Then, whilst that's closed, ass over the sink, wash it.
Ooh. Have you ever not had toilet paper at home, so you got in the shower?
No.
Yeah, same.
You've done that, haven't you?
No, I was just saying, like...
You've done that.
That'd just be weird.
Ah, but that's not weird.
Yeah,
Because I've been to Turkey, I've been to Qatar, and they actually have toilets...
Ooh, where you... Oh,
where,
they're great.
You have controls of where you actually... What's the word?
It, like, sprays water.
Yeah, it shoots water on your... And it cleans it that way. And I saw someone who put toothpaste in their hand like that, wiped it with tissue. Obviously, yeah. There's toothpaste still in there. Used a hose pipe to the toothpaste to shit. Do you understand what I'm saying now?
What?
So they've clicked that. Okay.
Toothpaste or ass?
No, fucking all right. Let me sit up for this.
You're not going to show us, are you?
So imagine you make a fist now, right? And then that little hole there.
Is that your ass?
Yeah, that's your ass. So you put toothpaste in there, and that's now representing the poo.
Right.
So you wipe it with tissue. There's still going to be shit in there. Right. Spray it with an hose pipe. It comes out and it's clean. So they're doing it the right way.
Right. Yeah. So I'll just be completely honest. There was one time they didn't have toilet paper in my house.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah. And I've got one of them sprayers in my shower. like you got the shower, but you got a sprayer.
Yeah, oh, it must be nice. Two showers in one.
No. So then you get in the shower and you just fucking clean yourself proper. And right. Really, you should anyway, after you've wiped your ass, you should have a shower, get all the fucking shit out your ass.
Well, no, to be honest, I'm not a scruff and I wipe it properly. So I've not really got a shit ass.
No.
No.
Yeah, same.
You might. Fucking stink a bit. Especially down there. Fucking hell. Right, we are going...
Would you let a bird lick your ass?
And I think we'll move on. On for our next segment, after that interesting question, we are going to be giving some news headlines and we're going to finish the headlines. For example, pensioner fights off laundrette robber with, we guess what the missing letter is.
Dildo.
I'm going to go... Pardon?
Dildo.
Why would they be carrying a dildo?
It's got to be a mad one, isn't it?
Pensioner, what age is that?
Over 65.
Oh, I can't be your mum then. She has a dildo on her, doesn't she, at all times? I think I actually saw this. This is a real headline. I think they're all real, actually. But I did see this. It was pensioner fights off laundrette robber with a towel.
Ooh.
A towel, I'm pretty sure. Can we reveal the headline, please?
Jeans.
Tomato, tomato, in
no,
my opinion.
Nothing like... Yeah. So
this robber runs in.
You keep your fucking nose out of it,
okay,
right?
Nice, brilliant.
You jump into conclusions every two fucking minutes. And do you know what? You're starting to fucking piss me off. Right.
I'm actually genuine.
Yeah, genuinely, bro. Serious.
Oh,
so
right,
you better
shit.
Be careful.
No, well, I'm sorry.
I'll
let you
to the next one, yeah?
Yeah, sorry. Do you not want me to explain
that? Nah, bro.
You sure?
Yeah.
Go then, you can take it.
Man, snake to death after it attacked.
Are you just
him.
Missing the next one, then?
Oh, shit.
Do you know what I mean? If you want me to shut up, at least do your job fucking properly.
No, it don't matter.
Stupid, thick, horrible bastard.
It don't matter what order it. Don't matter what order we go in.
Come on.
The big ginger snowman. Man, snake to death after it attacked him. I think it's got to be something mad like...
Man something, snake. Ooh, man...
Squeezed?
Squeezed, yeah, but I don't think you can kill a snake by squeezing it. They squeeze you, don't they? I think man bit snake to death after it attacked him.
Ooh, yeah. I'll bite that, yeah.
Bite. Can we yeah, bites. Boom. Take that. Thank you very much. Oh, I'll tell you something. Went gym yesterday.
Did you?
Tries,
you
yeah.
Actually look pretty good, yeah. You can tell.
Oh, yeah. How do you bite a snake, though? It says, the 35-year-old man.
Actually, mum. Bit a few snakes in a time. Dirty old bitch.
The 35-year-old man from Panduka, Carnland in India, has been sleeping with the reptile. Oh, he was
sleeping with the reptile.
Yeah, that is interesting. He was sleeping when the reptile attacked him, prompting him to take an unusual tactic of quickly grabbing the reptile with an iron rod, biting it twice.
And that killed it.
And that's killed a snake.
He must have some fucking...
He's got a jaw on him, put it that way.
Yeah, or he's fucking not brushed his teeth in a bit.
Where would you bite the snake to hurt it, though? That's the question.
Bite his fucking head off.
Obviously, a snake's got no bones.
I know.
To be fair, so
if you fucking pulled a big chunk out of it, it's dead, innit?
Damn.
But surely, when you grab it like that, it's just fucking got you, innit?
You'd think so. I don't know, we'd have to try it one time on the pod. Why not? Next headline. Iraq hosts something contest. Now, this could be intriguing.
What do you reckon it'll be?
I'm going to go Iraq hosts. It's an interesting one, that. There's a lot of wanna say.
Go on.
Iraq hosts. I'm going to go shooting contest.
What? Why would you say that?
I don't think Iraq are going to host a singing contest.
Why?
I just don't think they are.
Why though?
All right, okay, I'll go singing. Iraq hosts singing contest.
You're not going,
but my point is, right, it's got to be something to make the news.
Okay.
Iraq hosting a singing contest isn't going to make the news.
It's
got to be something out there.
I think something like weird, like Iraq hosts.
Today.
Hurdles.
Hurdles, yeah. That's not making the news, mate. Can reveal it, please. Rooster Beauty. What the? Iraq hosts Rooster.
Oh. I know about that contest.
All right, go on then.
Your mum came second.
Okay, brilliant. Brilliant. The roosters were judged on the basis of breed, size, colour, feather quality and body conformation.
Ooh.
That could be one of the shittest contests I've ever seen. But I'd rather than what I'd honestly rather watch that than go to the Taze IRL concert,
which you can get tickets for right now.
We don't know when this is going out.
Oh yeah, we don't. But hopefully you can.
It's not gonna be sold out, is it? Anyway, do you want to take the next one?
They actually sold out in the
yeah. You're
day.
Chewing air now.
Oh yeah. Fuck that. Anonymous woman explains why she left her father's ashes under a.
What would you leave her ashes under? Ooh.
Mattress.
Under a mattress? That isn't yet. Oh, I'm going to go under a corner flag.
A corner flag?
Corner flag.
Are you being for real?
I'm being for real. Got to make the news somehow, hasn't it?
A corner flag.
A corner flag. All right, I'll go goal line.
How's she going to do that?
You scatter them under a goal line, mate.
You got to dig under it?
No, you just put it on it.
That's not under.
Why is she... a father's ashes under. Under a pillow. That would be weird. Can we reveal it, please? Under a seat in a cinema? F*** that. Sod that if you drop your popcorn.
No, as soon as she walks out, it's getting sweeped up.
I know, what's
poor
the point?
Poor bastard's in the fucking garbage.
He's in a Dyson. The woman who hailed from the local Beloit area told the news outlet that she didn't want to claim the presence of her family, of her father.
I actually
can't read, but it's very small writing, to be fair. Right? The presence of her father inside her home. This is what the lady said. I was going to watch a movie.
Can you put it in her
voice
just to make it a bit more believable?
Where's she from again?
She's from Beloit.
Where's Beloit?
It's like near like China.
Hang on, we're Googling it.
No, go on.
Where is Beloit? It is in USA. Okay. China? You just wanted to try and get me cancelled then, didn't you? So it was in America. I was going to watch a movie that day, so I decided to take the urn with me, she explained.
That was good.
That was her on the settee right next to me for the audio listeners.
Was it?
It was indeed.
Bloody hell.
Very weird to put ashes, I must say.
Very weird.
Have you ever scattered ashes?
No.
Have you not? All right, okay, fair as I have. I scattered my granddad's ashes.
Where?
In the River Irwell.
Where's that? Cornwall? No,
it's not Cornwall. It's a river that starts, it might have started in Rossendale, I think. So we went up to Bakeup, where I used to live anyway, to near the start of the Irwell, scattered it, and then he flows through all the way into London. So by the end of time in London, he's probably...
Nice.
It's a long journey there, put it that way, especially if you're floating. Right, you can take the next one.
World Chess number one quits tournament after refusing to
I know
shake
this one.
Hands.
Nope. Take off his jeans.
No, it's not.
You're not allowed to compete in jeans. Reveal it, please.
No.
Thank you very much. Change jeans. Told ya.
Can you play chess?
I can play chess, yeah. Genuinely?
Genuinely.
Do you have a game?
Yeah, yeah.
Done. World chess champion Magnus Carlsen quit the World Rapid Chess Championship on Friday after he refused to change out of a pair of jeans, a direct violation of the International Chess Federation rules.
But why would he do that?
Why is it that big of a deal what you wear?
And no, but furthermore, if you're the world chess number one, you know the rules. Why have you turned up, yeah, to the championship in jeans?
Because they've changed the rule now.
Because he's done it.
They've changed the rule. You can wear jeans now.
So is he boycotting?
I don't know what he's doing, but I'll tell you what he's done there. He knows he's bigger than the sport. Well, it's not a sport, is it? He's bigger than the game. He knows it. Imagine that.
Harrods.
It's like Ronaldo saying, I'm not going to wear football boots whilst playing football. And then next thing you know, you don't have to wear football boots. That's what he's done.
Yeah, I'm not really. Seems egotistical.
Very egotistical. 100%.
You know what I mean? Just get on with it.
Just crack on and put some pants
on. Because if you want the world number one, you wouldn't have done it. You'd be lucky to have your place there.
Exactly. Taking it for granted.
Exactly.
Take it away.
Man to evade arrest for animal cruelty in Kentucky.
Man something to evade arrest for animal cruelty in Kentucky. Well, Kentucky's in America, so what do they eat?
Oh, man.
Man. I know. Jumps in sewers or swims in shit.
Man, I think snorkels.
Okay. I reckon you might be onto something there with snorkel.
Something I reckon to it too. Man swims.
Swims to evade. Yeah, is that going to make the news? I don't know. Man flies or skydives. That'd be a good one. But you're not getting away. No idea.
Can man barks.
Barks. How is that? Okay, if that is it, I'll give
all
you
right,
100 quid.
All right, all right. You're the animal cruelty officer and the man that done it.
Oh, it's an animal cruelty?
You come near me.
Oh, okay.
You come near me, try and arrest me.
Oi!
Roof!
Oh, shit. Sorry. Shit. It's obviously a dog, that,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, it's Bark.
Yeah, must get it from his mum.
Definitely.
Can we reveal it, please? Rides a mule to evade animal. That's doing no favours. Do you want to read this one?
2 days after he was arrested on accusations he had harmed his mule and refusing to leave a bar, a Kentucky man tried avoiding a second arrest as he rode Ginger's... Oh, no, it's not Ginger's mother. He rode the malnourished animal... Oh, it could be your mother, actually. He rode the malnourished animal. Police say the 39-year-old was unsuccessful, leading to his second cruelty to animal charge in a 3-day span. I nearly got done by them for spanking your mum too hard.
Okay, that is crazy. Next headline, investigation into Domino's pizza driver filmed doing...
Balloons.
I reckon he's had sex whilst he's delivering a pizza. I reckon it's that. That makes the news.
Anal.
I don't know what type. I'm not really bothered about that. I reckon it definitely is that. Can we reveal it, please? A wheeler. Getting that pizza. Domino's delivery driver was filmed trying to pull off a wheeler riding the bike balanced just on its back wheel. Down Clampton High School in South London. A spokeswoman for the American chain confirmed the incident was under investigation and called it wildly unacceptable. Why would you wheelie if you got pizza on the back?
That was good. That was
thank
a good
you. I'm quite good at accents. Give me another accent.
Scottish.
Why are you, man? No, it's George. Yeah, sorry, ignore me.
Yeah, let's just leave it.
We've got some nice burgers. A purple burglar alarm.
Rachel.
What the fuck is that?
Heinz?
That's Irish, you dick. Fucking idiot.
Well, I think that's a nice note to sign off on.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
I'd like to say thank you, everyone, for watching the Offstream podcast with Taze and Ginge.
Thank you.
Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Please subscribe.
It does help us
out.
You
know what I mean? Leave a comment. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. Yep.
And any ideas you've got for any of the segments. It could be something totally new, or it could be dilemmas to put into the dilemmas. Let us know.
We will be taking all your criticism on board.
Yeah, constructive criticism. Don't just go in there criticising the way he's man-rad. It's just not going to happen. Everyone knows it's shit, but it gets done. Because she's a... I won't say it. Slapper. She is. Come on. Can we end it there?
Can we get your mum on it?
Pardon?
Can we get your mum on a podcast? Just to celebrate bigger women.
We'll get my mum on a podcast if we can get your mum on.
All right.
Yeah.
Then we'll get our dads on. Both will be empty.
Yeah, because yours isn't going on either.
But yeah, thank you for watching, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Bye bye.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.